roofies.
Who's drinking the roofies? You drinking the roofies?
You drink the roofies.
I'm not drinking the roofies. Yeah. It's my idea. Someone else has to drink.
Stephen will drink the roofies.
All right, Stephen's
drinking the roofies.
But we won't tell him until afterwards.
Next week on Air, Stephen drinks roofies.
Please be advised that a noticeable taste of blood is not part of any test protocol, but is an unintended side effect.
Pills here!
It's time to kick ass and chew bubble gum. And I'm all out of gum.
Gentlemen, welcome to the Power Up Podcast. My name is Matt. I am here this week with Leaper and Tyler. No Stefan this week.
What?
I think I'm going to cry.
No Stefan.
No Stefan.
No Stefan.
Why?
Where did he
guys,
go?
Guys, it's okay. You've got me.
Where's Stefan?
I blame you, Leaper.
I didn't do it.
Stefan's actually, he's not here because he's on a canoeing trip.
Oh my god, gay.
With Austin.
Gayer.
That's even gayer.
No, but we're going to try and give him a call. I don't know if he has his phone on him, but we'll give this a shot, all right? See if he has anything to say to us.
They could be too busy broing out, too, in the hotel room. Who knows?
Let's give him a ring here.
In the rump of the night.
It's his voicemail. His phone is off.
No.
No.
What about Austin?
Oh, I'm going to leave a message. Okay, we got this.
me.
Hey, Stefan, this is Matt with the Power Up Podcast. We're just giving you a call to see if you were up and had your phone on you. You know, we miss you here. We miss you at the Power Up Podcast. We really miss you, Stefan.
Can't do it. I can't.
All right. Well, that's our message for him. So, how's your guys' week, man?
Great.
Busy.
Great. Busy.
But good.
Actually, kind of bad. I haven't sold a car since Monday. But
oh, son of a bitch.
Slacking.
But that car that I did sell, I made $1,250 on.
All right. So I've spent all week trying to fix my internet through Dix Communications.
Yeah, fuck those dicks.
Yeah.
I hate dicks.
Yeah, they got shitty internet. It just drops out. You call their technical support, and they're like, have you unplugged the modem? Yes, first thing I did. Have you tried switching the outlet it's in? I'm like, come on. And then they don't even get any better. It's those two, and then we could send a technician out. Yeah. No, I don't want a technician out here.
You're like, is that free? I mean, is it going to... No, it's not going to do anything.
So that way I can get screwed face-to-face?
Yeah. And so then I just decided that I'd fix it on my own. So I spent like 3 hours trying to fix my damn internet, and I finally fixed it. I don't know what I did to actually fix it, because I did so many different things, but it's fixed.
Good.
But it drops out way too much. Every time I'm playing games, it's just like, oh, psych, you're not playing anymore.
Lame.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
It's like every other game I get kicked out of. It's ridiculous.
You know who would really complain? Stefan. If he were here.
He would. It's like it was just last week that he was here with us.
I think it was last week.
Anyway, so in the near future, probably tomorrow, or if you're listening to this on Monday, today, that we're going to start this thing called, well, at least I'm going to start this thing called Power Up Podcast Daily. Where I do something every day, except maybe Saturdays. Saturdays I might be off. But Monday, I know tomorrow I'm going to have a comedy blog coming out. Tuesday, I got a movie review. Wednesday, I got some wrestling things to rant about. Thursday, I got a review or a reaction to a Halo Reach trailer. And then Friday, I was going to do sports.
Friday.
Yeah, and then it'll probably be on Blip TV, so if you guys are looking for that.
Be there.
You won't be disappointed, except the blog. That'll be on our blog, but you all know where that is. Come on.
The blog on the blog.
On the blog. On the Facebook, you find the blog and the Twitter and the YouTube and the Blip TV account.
Haha.
And the email. Email us, please. PowerUpPodcast@gmail.com.
Love it.
Let's not sound desperate or anything. Please. We need your emails. Anything. Tell us we suck. I don't care.
Tell us who your favorite member of the show is.
Me.
Of course it's me.
Well.
Even though they barely know me, but hey.
You know, they can only choose from real members of the show.
Aww.
I'm just kidding.
I think I shed a tear.
All right, you guys ready for some news?
Do it.
All right, let's do it.
Time to take a break from gaming news. It's time for the Power Up News Report.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady, and that is a scientific fact, huh?
First up in news.
First.
Shark took me for a ride. Bethune Beach. As Judy Fishman swam in the Atlantic Ocean here Thursday, she suddenly found herself lifted above the water on the back of a large, dark animal.
Giggity.
My first thought was, I hope this is a manatee. I'm a manatee.
Why would a manatee
Tyler,
be in the ocean?
Tyler, are you unbuttoning your pants?
It hurts, all right?
He's got to relieve pressure, man. These bigger pants.
Yeah, my dick's so big.
Fishman said Friday, then I saw the back of the tail. Shark, she thought. Then I saw other sharks, and I thought, my God, how am I going to escape a whole group of sharks?
My God.
From her vantage point on the street overlooking the scene, Martha Williams wondered the same thing. Williams and her husband, Ron, had stepped out to their car to look out at the ocean. They first noticed a woman swimming alone a couple hundred feet offshore. It was about 7:15 p.m. Then, as they watched, she said sharks appeared in the water, swimming parallel to the shore between the beach and the lone swimmer. I said to Ron, "Oh my God! I hope they totally ignore her! Just don't even see her!" Then all of a sudden, they all veer off, and they're all heading towards her. I about screamed and said, "Oh my God, oh my God, they're right here, right here."
Just like that.
Well, you know, when people are freaking out, they don't say, "Oh my God, oh my God, they're heading right to her." They're like, "Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
My God, they are heading right towards her."
So, you know, I'm just trying to give people the real life version.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. As they watched, the ocean surface around Fishman erupted in churning water, and the swimmer was suddenly lifted above the surface of the wave. Arms and legs flailing, she said. It was just so frightening.
Wasn't happening to her. Why was she frightened?
Oh my God, I'm so scared that lady is gonna get hurt.
Back in the water, Fishman said she realized she was on the back of a huge shark. There was another shark next to me. I screamed, she said, but I don't remember what I screamed.
Fishman like, holy shit, I'm on top of a shark.
Fishman said she remembered advice she'd been seen on television of fighting off sharks, giving them a good punch and let them know you could hurt them. She started punching the animal. As it seemed to roll on its side, she said it seemed to sort of wrap its tail around her. Then a wave came. All of a sudden, they were gone. They probably realized I'm not food and let go. Maybe they thought I was a seal. I had on a black bathing suit. I don't think I've ever watched a Shark Week where, like, sharks try and pick up a seal on their back. Just thinking, I've never seen a shark get
maybe
a seal
just
and
take her
ride.
For a ride. Yo, yeah. I know what I'm saying.
So basically, she punched it in the face and it let her go.
She was riding on top
she
of it.
She probably was punching it in the back like a retard.
The shark was probably like,
just pissed it off.
Let me go.
It was really something, Martha Williams said.
That's what she said.
Giggity.
Giggity.
All right. Father charged near fatal beating of 2-year-old son.
Why would he do
now,
that?
Now, let's not go completely dark. Okay, it's pretty dark.
Yeah.
But first of all, this man looks like a ram.
A ram?
Like second of all,
the animal?
He was teaching his son to box.
Oh.
His 2-year-old son to box.
That's still not okay.
Do you teach a 2-year-old to box?
No. No. You usually teach them how to read, or if they're retarded, maybe to be potty trained.
Yeah, I don't think that's the time to teach someone how to box.
And usually when you learn how to box, you don't go obliterate someone. You're like, hey, block this, block that.
Pow.
Not just go full force.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if you're teaching a kid how to box, you shouldn't be able to, like, you shouldn't hurt them. It shouldn't be like, wham! You know, it shouldn't just be a flurry of punches, like... And then down goes the 2-year-old.
I don't know. That just sounds like an excuse to me, personally. I mean,
probably.
Did they have, like, proof that was he, like, wearing boxing gloves, or...?
No, he just dominated.
He probably just quickly put boxing
gloves
on the kid.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Quick, put on these boxing gloves.
I think I kind of want to teach this guy how to box, personally.
Ooh.
my foot halfway up his ass.
That's not boxing.
Kickboxing.
Yeah, kickboxing.
Yeah. Hold on. I gotta cycle through my stories. I should have a paper shuffling sound effect. So when I'm cycling through my stories to find out the next one here, I got them all online, but I had one out of line. You were out of line.
You're out of line.
All right, Caroline Giuliani.
Caroline, she's mighty fine.
Who's 20 years old, the daughter of ex-New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, was arrested for shoplifting. Apparently Rudy just wouldn't give her any money to go shopping. The daughter of Rudy Giuliani, the former federal prosecutor and one-time presidential candidate, was arrested today when she allegedly tried to shoplift cosmetics, according to police. Caroline Giuliani, 20, was taken into custody at a branch of the Sephora skincare and makeup store near the home on the Tony East Side of Manhattan. She shares with her mother, Donna Hanover, a former newscaster who discovered Giuliani in 2002.
She
was
hot?
Allegedly caught by store security cameras shoplifting 5 cosmetic items worth more than $100, including Aqua Cream, Dior Skin Flash Primer, Bliss Hydroderm Cream, a rollerball funnel, and a hairnet, and escorted out of the store in handcuffs, according to police sources.
Huh.
What is this world coming to when rich people have to shoplift? Like, really?
Yeah.
Maybe she did it for the thrill. Not the fact that she couldn't buy it, or that she didn't have money to buy it.
Only retards do it for the thrill.
Yeah. Well, maybe she's a retard. Is she hot?
I wonder if she tried the Snooki approach. Do you know who I am?
You know who I am? I'm Snooki, damn it! You know who I am?
God damn it,
I'm a Jersey fucking Shore!
Winona Ryder shoplifted. Yeah. Obviously, she's rich, so she didn't need to.
Yeah, there's something not right in her head.
I'll give her something right in her head. You know what I'm saying?
Giggity.
No, not giggity. That was stupid.
You're stupid.
No,
We're all stupid.
I'm great.
I'm awesome.
No, you're not, dude. Don't lie.
I'm awesome. All right. That'll do it for news. We're going to go into an either-or segment. I think you guys are really going to love this one. So let's do it.
Time for the hardest decision of your life. It's time for either-or on Power Up Content.
Hello, I'd like to vote for president, governor, and anything that will take money away from our parks and libraries.
All right, either or. Here's where I give the other host of the show 2 options, and they have to choose one.
Ho-ho.
Can't choose both. You have to choose one, and then you have to tell us why.
Okay.
All right, so who wants to start?
Me.
Leaper?
Yeah.
All right. I got 2 games for you here.
Games.
You can play one.
Oh, God.
One.
Holy one.
For the rest of your life.
Oh, God. Why only
but
one?
It's Let me rephrase this. It's not the only game you can play for the rest of your life, but if you play one, you can't play the other.
Oh, God.
So the games are StarCraft II and Civilization V.
Uh-oh.
You have to choose one.
I think his head's about to explode.
Yeah, he's about to explode. And down goes Leaper.
I'm going to play Civilization V.
Civilization V, why?
One, because I am a whole lot better at Civilization than I am at StarCraft. Even though I enjoy StarCraft and like StarCraft, I'm not that good at it.
True that.
And Civilization, not only do I like it and enjoy it, but I will dominate the shit out of anybody. I'm not even nice about it. You know.
No, it's
stick
not.
Stick with what you're good at.
Yeah.
So you're going to go with Civilization V?
Yeah.
What about continuing support? What if StarCraft II? Because that's... I mean, how long has it been since the first StarCraft came out?
Like 13 years.
Exactly. I mean, come on. Civilization's come out, you know, every few years.
Yeah.
When's the next StarCraft coming out, man? I mean, come on.
I'll have kids by the time the next one comes out.
I mean, think about it. If you would have chose StarCraft, you know, Civilization VI, you know, that'll come out in a couple years.
Yeah.
Not going to change your decision at all?
It'll continue to wet my whistle. I still play 4. I'd probably still play 4 even when 5 comes out.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
That's just the way I'm. Like, I like 3 better than 4, but 3 is getting so old that it's not going to work on computers for very much longer.
True that.
I'm a bigger fan of number 8. Oh, wait, we're talking about Civilization. I thought we were talking about numbers.
Then we're talking about Call of Duty. All right, Tyler. I got two games for you here. You can only play one. You got Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 or Halo Reach.
Halo Reach.
Is it that simple?
Oh, it's that simple. Like, don't get me wrong. Modern Warfare 2 is a great game. Hold on.
Let's take that question back. I got a better question. Since Call of Duty games come out constantly, mm-hmm. Halo Reach or the Call of Duty franchise. So if you choose Halo Reach, you can't play a Call of Duty again. Any franchise.
I'm still probably going to have to go with the Halo, because, I mean, with Halo, let's face it, I mean, that started that whole online sensation.
It is an online sensation.
I mean, not just that, but like with first-person shooters.
It pretty much launched Xbox Live. And I know people out there, their heads are exploding. Like, there were titles on Xbox Live before. No.
But it exploded. No one played that shit.
It exploded when Halo 2 came out.
No one played Dead or Alive 3.
No.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you know, Call of Duty, I'm good at it. You know, I love the game. Big fan of
love
it.
Love it.
But, I mean...
Yeah, I know. I've been wanting to play some for a couple weeks now.
But you just can't argue with the Halo. And not to mention, you know, Halo Reach being possibly the last of Bungie's...
It's true.
So, I'm going to have to go with Halo Reach. I mean, just look at it, too. Like, just look at all the things that you can do in Halo Reach as opposed to the Modern Warfare franchise. You got Forge. You got your armor capabilities. You got... I mean... There's just so much more to it, graphically and just gameplay-wise.
Right on. So we got Halo Reach and Civilization V as your guys' decision. Do you guys feel comfortable with those?
What'd you think we'd pick?
I thought you'd pick StarCraft. I did think Tyler would pick Halo Reach, though.
Yeah.
I'm an unpredictable guy.
Yeah. You're really unpredictable.
You gotta watch me.
You're like the podcast wild card.
Aha.
All right. So that'll do it for either or. We're going to go into some gaming news.
Time for the heart and soul of this podcast. Here is gaming news.
And boom goes the dynamite.
First up from UGO.com, 25 lies video games taught me.
Did you say Yu-Gi-Oh.com?
I said UGO.
Oh. It's very similar to Yu-Gi-Oh.
It's a Yu-Gi-Oh's half-brother.
Oh, I see. Anyway, continue.
First lie that video games taught me. The princess wants to be saved. No, a lot of girls want Bowser, not you. Next, humans are boring. Games with the option to play as humans or another race always make humans out to be the blandest of kids on the block. Yet humans really aren't the interstellar version of white people. Everyone balances out. People don't have a set amount of build points. There will be people who are smarter, stronger, and more charismatic than you. Kids make the best heroes. Link and Cloud will get murdered in Iraq. Animals instantly evolve. God, I was embarrassed in third grade science class when I said that dinosaurs got high enough level to transform into birds. World War II is the most important war in history. Also, there were only 3 battles in it worth mentioning. Driving is safe. Drifting would eventually snap your neck in real life. One man can save the world. The dude on the floor above me can't even get my apartment building to make recycling mandatory. Pizza is good for you. Pizza won't even heal my emotional wounds, let alone actual wounds.
Pizza time.
Vampires hate whips. We laugh at girls for cooing over glittery vampires, but we think that Dracula's afraid of fetish gear. Mushrooms help you grow. True fact, I only eat mushrooms because I still subconsciously think I'm eventually going to grow to be tall enough to ride the roller coaster. All women like fashion and want babies. And Wear Pink by Ubisoft. Your friends will do any goddamn thing you tell them to. I've had difficulty getting everyone to agree on a restaurant, let alone a plan of action against the Demon King. Japan and America have always been super good together. Do you think when Gouken was training Ken and Ryu, he was a little weird about Ken because when he was a kid, the bad stuff went down? I bet he was. Romance should be cool and awkward. Should be cold and awkward. I love when girls stare out their windows to try and talk about the mission when I confess my love to them. It's true. Like, every Final Fantasy game's like that.
Yeah.
Anything you do wrong can be patched later. I once tried patching a research paper in college, but the professor wouldn't let me. You hear that, video game makers? He wanted the paper done when I turned it in. Science is evil. It only makes robots and interdimensional demons and zombies. Religion is evil. It only makes witches, interdimensional demons, and zombies. Food is evil. It only makes evil pickles and evil tomatoes and zombies. Silence is heroic. I always thought I would be cool when I never talked to anyone in high school. They thought I had Asperger's.
That's a disease.
Patience is for a-holes. I didn't actually learn until I went into my teens that most hunters and soldiers work by standing very still and waiting for their prey to come to them, which if you've ever played a multiplayer game is cause for claiming you're going to tell Microsoft, signing off, and then sending a racist voice message. The first 2,000 years of history were base building. Art's not important. Get those walls up, boys. Dancing equals jumping. Oh my god, real quote from the stupid mouth. This prom would be better if they had DDR.
Oh, God.
Musicians are famous for their music. Musicians get pissed about Guitar Hero, that Guitar Hero doesn't show how hard it is to actually play real guitar. What they should be pissed about is the game isn't about meeting with a publicist and a stylist who assigns you a look while a producer forces you to make songs you don't like to sell to singles and pay them off for $500,000. Japanese stuff is not weird. I actually think girls with blue hair are cool and original. And that ska is the best type of music. Neither of those is true. So those are some lies video games told us. What are some lies video games told you guys?
I feel like my life is just one big lie now.
Pretty much everything. Grand Theft Auto told me a lot of lies.
Yeah. That's a good thing that we realized that they were lies.
Don't tell Jack Thompson that. Oh, would you live Grand Theft Auto? Would you live Grand Theft Auto, damn it?
Everything.
Tell me, please. All right, next up, will Portal 2 scare off casual gamers?
Bah!
For most gamers, Portal makes one of the most enjoyable interactive experiences in recent history. It was a game that stretched our brains as well as our thumbs, and an engrossing story and fascinating game mechanics. Apparently, Portal 2 was going to be harder than Portal 1. Will that scare off casual gamers?
I can't play the first one.
I've beaten the first one on a couple occasions.
Yeah, I've beat it.
But, and here was what I was thinking. No, it will not. Because, one, casual gamers will not be reading this article. True. They might be listening to this podcast, but come on.
Screw two, them. Casual gamers are dumb, and they figure if they like the first Portal, they'll like the second one.
Exactly. I think if Portal 2 is too hard for casual gamers, then Portal 3 will suffer. Not Portal 2. Because, like I said, casual gamers aren't in this loop of, like, figuring out what's going to be in a game before it comes out. They're just going to see the advertisement on TV. Hey, Portal 2, I'm going to go get it.
Yeah, they're out.
That looks cool.
I liked Portal 1. Portal 2 is going to be awesome. Although Portal 2 is going to be fucking awesome. All right, on morality and making choices matter in video games. I'm not going to read this article. What I'm going to say is, and by the way, this is from hellmode.com. It's a good article, but I'm not going to go into it because it's a really long article.
Penis.
When you guys play video games, do you just play through the game without thinking of the consequences? Do you choose one side or another?
I always choose the bad side.
You choose the bad side? Yeah. Why?
Because it's fun.
Because he's such a bad boy. Yeah. He's hard.
Because you get to do all the things in the video game that you can't do in life, like in Fable.
If I were to choose the good side, I'm not going to save a damsel in distress in real life, too.
Yeah, but it's just funner to be bad.
More fun?
Yeah, funner.
Yeah, go back to second grade.
I always seem to do what's best for my character. Like, it kind of depends, like, what's going to give me more experience points, what's going to be better down the road. If the good decision's going to be better, which in a lot of games it is, because a lot of people don't think you're going to choose that, I'll take the good road to get the more experience or a better weapon or something like that. I know Austin takes it really far sometimes. Like, he purposely does, like, the evil things.
Yeah, I
like,
do.
Just because he likes
like, he goes evil. Out of his way to make sure that he's doing the evil.
But then, like, he'll bring it into, like, real life sometimes, because, like, when I go give blood, he'll be like, why do you go give blood? What have they done for you? Like, he's told me things like that before. Like, why would I go give blood? Why would I be nice? I'm like, because this isn't a fucking video game.
Well, we know what lies that video games have taught Austin.
Yeah.
I always try the heroic side. I don't know why. I got morals, I guess.
Yeah.
I like to be the hero. I like to save the day.
I like being the bad guy. I like destroying the day.
Well, then I think you and I need to have a fight. I'll be the hero.
I bet whenever
be
Leaper
guy.
Can pick a class in games, he always chooses Thief.
Okay, I will choose Thief, though, too, but that's because you get to steal shit.
Yeah.
I'm going
to
be
get
a thief.
Sneak around.
Screw that, dude.
Assassinate people. Like in Oblivion, oh my god. I made this custom class called Thief Mage, so I just stole shit and had magic powers.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Alright, next up, Blizzard deleting inappropriate StarCraft 2 maps. So, Leaper, if you're going to make that map of a giant dick,
god damn
they're going to delete it.
What about a vagina? I don't think anyone would be able to tell what that was.
It's not a vagina. It's just a football.
It's a canyon.
Yeah, exactly.
A red canyon.
It's a pink canyon.
I told Stefan that since he's really good at making maps in Forge, I'm like, before Halo 3's out, you need to make a map that gets really popular, but you need to just hide a penis in it. Like maybe just make the map so big that no one notices, but when someone finally flies up from the top of the map and looks down, the whole map's just one giant penis.
Like, hey.
I'm like, you could troll everybody that way. It would be, and we would be laughing so hard until someone figured it out.
That would be
someone's running around the map. This seems awkwardly shaped.
And
I
then
can't
name
figure
it,
out what it is.
Name it very large map.
Name it like Phallus Land. Phallus Land.
Name it Cox, but spell it like COX.
That's right. All right, let's see here. You guys, talk amongst yourselves. I got to read this article real quick.
Da, 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 da. Go, go, gadget, dick.
Okay, Eminem. So, Leaper.
Okay.
What's up?
Yo.
Oh, I guess we're done.
Gaming's most excessive moments. How many of these are you guilty of? Now, these are like little things you do in video games that just kind of make it a little obsessive. First one is boss door bouncer, specifically from Mega Man. You can't just walk through the door to go fight the boss. You got to jump towards it.
Oh, yeah.
And I do that all the time. I'm always jumping towards that door to get there, or I slide down the door
to
go in.
Yeah.
Tyler's like, I've never played Mega Man.
Yeah, but I want to sound cool, so I'll just agree to what you guys are saying. I've watched Libra play Mega Man. Does that count?
That shit's fucking hard, dude.
Yeah.
Huh?
I played it like once, and I was like, hey, fuck this game.
I almost beat it, though. I'm at Wily's Castle.
I'm guilty of this, too. Anxious ammo clipper. So you have a full clip of ammo in a first-person shooter. Should be good enough, right? Nope, because there's another full clip of ammo sitting there on the floor. But since your clip is full, you can't pick it up. That's where you find yourself firing off one single round so you can yeah. pick it up. But why? Because someone else might grab it.
Guilty.
I do that all the time.
Guilty as charged. Matt Leaper probably wouldn't know what we're talking about because he sucks at first-person shooters.
Oh! The gauntlet has been thrown down. How are you going to act?
Dude.
You bring Marvel vs. Capcom into this shit, I'm like,
when we
ass.
Fucking played Halo 2 when it first came out. Just
like
what,
like 10
that?
Years ago? I'm going to recall that.
Yeah.
10 years ago.
It's more like 4 or 5, but yeah. Okay.
Halo 2 came out in 04.
I exaggerate. You should know that about me.
And we fucking got over here. We did that little tournament thing. Who's the last two people in it? Me and fucking Stefan. I can be good at a first-person shooter. Just takes time.
You just got to be cheap at it.
Just takes time.
I remember when we did another tournament later, and I was beating Stefan. And I ended up beating him, and then he wanted to face Nikolai or someone else, and I took over for him.
Was that before or after we duct taped him to a pole?
That was after. Because in the first tournament, I was playing Nikolai, and he beat me. And I'm like, oh, fuck, did that happen? Turned out Stefan was playing for him. So I played for, it might have been Tyler or something, like Tyler Swanson in the next one. And then Stefan, every time someone would walk into the room, I was always like, shh, quiet, guys, don't tell Stefan. Well, eventually Stefan walked in the room. I turned around like, shh, oh, sup, Stefan. All right, next up, legendary lawnmower. Look at that field. It's a damn mess. And it's all thanks to you. You couldn't just walk past the lush Zelda plant life and ornate pottery neatly outlined in rows. You had to completely destroy everything in sight just for the off chance you might find an extra rupee or two.
Oh, yeah.
I do that.
Who doesn't do that?
Guilty.
Heavy inventory hoarder. Your pockets are completely, totally, absolutely full. You're not traversing Fallout with an agility of a walrus. But that's not going to stop you from opening every single crate, barrel, and locker just to see what can possibly fit in your inventory.
Guilty. Yeah, oh, that, very dude. Guilty.
I know. I fucking hate when I have too much in my inventory.
I get overcumbered all the time. Just, hey, maybe I fit one more in there.
Giggity.
Giggity.
Gun nut wall knocker. Giggity.
Giggity.
You know how you make the lifts in Halo come to you quicker? You randomly and haphazardly melee attack the nearest wall in front of you repeatedly until it arrives. I do that too. When I'm upset, I'm like, come on, hurry up. I'm just like whacking the wall. Board door blast attic. You know those Metroid doors that will open eventually, right? Shooting them over and over again while you wait for them to let you through won't make it open any faster.
Yeah, I did that.
Never really played much of that game.
Oh, persistent awesome. Percentage practitioner. Are you the type of gamer that needs to complete everything? You know, unravel every secret, uncover every corner, and collect every single pointless coin?
I have to do that in role-playing games like Final Fantasy and stuff.
I'd try. I almost got 100% on GTA 4.
Yeah.
I was accidentally passed a part that I couldn't go back to and do it, but I got, like, I've got that thing, like, 96% completed or something.
Yeah. But other games, I don't.
I just like to have fun.
Regular race restarter.
This one, nice.
I think you guys know this. When you fall too far behind in a race, you just restart it.
Yeah.
I always did that in Mario Kart when I was younger. Frequent furniture facilitator. Yeah, what's with the alliteration on all these? Your Animal Crossing bedroom is meticulously organized page from my IKEA catalog. Your real-life bedroom, however, looks like a scene from a John Carpenter movie. We're not going to ask you to learn to prioritize better. We're obsessive gamers, too. Just try and make sure you got a little better balance between both worlds. Tyler Swanson. Tyler's probably like, hey, fuck you.
Animal Crossing was the shit.
Never played it.
Was the shit.
I never had a GameCube, though.
Constant clock stopper. When dumping 130 hours into a game about a boy whose sister is a wizard that flees the town from an evil emperor or other RPG cliches are in motion, there's nothing more important than making sure the game recognizes your actual completion time down to the second. That's why you obsessively pause the game to stop the clock, right? You just can't help it. I don't do that.
I don't do that.
Except for Legendary Dragoon, I did that to see how fast I could beat it, but
yeah. Save slot psychopath. That's creating a bunch of different saves for the same game.
Fuck, Tyler Swanson does that too.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever done that unless it was like an important part. I'd have two saves or something.
Yeah,
but I don't
just
really
in case
do
you
that.
Fucked up. Or
yeah, there's some people that will like save every checkpoint in a different spot.
Yeah, I'm out.
This one we're all guilty of. Go on with what you're gonna say.
I was gonna say I think the reason why people do that is because if they something happens they don't like after they saved at a point. Like, well, shit, I just lost all this, so I'm just going to go back to this point where I still have it.
Yeah. Ugh. Relentless wand grabber. Are you really so afraid that the wands in Super Mario Bros. 3 will shatter when they hit the ground? You need to leap in the air and catch them before they fall. Oh, my God. I don't know anyone that doesn't do that.
Yeah.
And last... There is no last. It's one of those stupid ass articles that go to 13 even though there's not 13. Huh. There was 12.
Damn,
there's 13
you.
Pages, but the last page is how many are you guilty of?
Damn you, 13th page.
What would you say? How many are we guilty of? 0 to 2, 3 to 6, 7 to 9, or 10 to 12?
7 to 9.
Seven to nine.
You're teetering on some very crazy habits. We're actually a little worried about you.
Haha.
Obsessive compulsive.
So there we go, Power Up Podcast, teetering on crazy habits.
Book it.
All right, 5 disturbing truths about Mario games. First up, Mario's drug usage. That's extremely true. Mario is one huge stereotype. Your thoughts?
Not at all. Yeah, he is. He's an Italian plumber.
Yeah. Italian plumbers don't do drugs. Stay clean, kids.
It's about the stereotypical, ooh, I'm a plumber, I love spaghetti. You know, from the from the show.
Fuck that show.
They'll be like, or that movie. Here's a God truck full of marinara sauce. Like, we gotta save it. I'm like, why? It's
fucking live action commodity. Shit.
Yoshi's sexual reproduction process. He must be some mix between an alien and a dinosaur. The Goomba and Koopa genocide. That's true, dude. King Koopa sent all those things out here just for you to kill him.
Yep.
The Mushroom Kingdom is just a faux utopia. It always looks great, but it's evil.
Love it.
Pure evil. All right, next up. The Psychology of Fanboyism. I'm not going to go into the article because it's really long. It's from GamePro.com. If you guys want to go find it, it's extremely long. First of all, do you know anybody that's a huge fanboy?
That kid that was shouting SGC.
Woo! Oh, God.
But like a fanboy for like a game or a console.
Tyler Swanson.
Four.
Whoa. Pick any number of games. Several. Wow.
I know that we could all probably be after our next segment called Fanboys of Halo Reach.
Yes.
But that here's what I classify fanboy is just blind blind love for something without trying the other like something else. Or even if they do try, just block it out. Like Tom. He used to be on Three Way Awesome with me. He's a huge PS3 fanboy. Just gigantic. He will block out statistics, sales, everything.
Just to be say like, it's PS3. Better.
And what sucks is that he makes me a 360 fanboy. Because like I could care less. I prefer 360, but if I had a PS3, I'd probably play the hell out of it. But he'll always turn to me and be like, hey, why don't you get a PS3? It's better. Fuck you, I'm doing fine. How do you like paying for online? At least I have an online that works, asshole.
Yeah. You know, I'm just happy with whatever keeps me entertained. If I can play a video game on it, I'm happy.
Exactly. Alright, that'll do it for gaming news. I don't have a drop for this next segment, so I'm gonna just play a bunch of sound effects.
Drop?
Okay, that was our transition. Next week we'll have a great transition for it. But this is what we like to call the Halo Reach Around 2010.
Giggity.
Every week until Halo Reach comes out, we're going to talk about kind of what came out video-wise in the past week for Halo Reach, because we are all really pumped for the game.
Woo! Can't wait.
First of all, there was campaign and multiplayer footage. Mostly the multiplayer footage was just kind of short clips off of like multiplayer matches from Spire, which looks awesome. I don't think Leaper's seen any of these, so I guess I'll have to explain them. Spire is like, it's like a spire. It's a large map with a tower in the middle, and it's for,
Can you climb said tower?
You can jetpack up there, man cannon up there, you can take falcons up there.
And you can also, up there.
You can also jump down from it, and if you hit these little bumpers, you won't die when you hit the ground. It's for, like, invasion-type game types. The invading team will start on the outside, and the defending team will be on the inside.
Oh.
The next map that came out with, it was Heretic, I think it was. And it kind of looks like Midship, except there's a third tier to it. You know how Midship has that lower level and then kind of like the sword level?
Yeah.
It looks a lot like Midship, but they say it's its own map. The third level is like the semi-permeable shield. You can jump through it. Bullets can't go through it. But on the top, you're in space.
Space.
Ooh. And like seriously, like really low gravity. You can kind of jump really high in the air and float back down. Gunshots and everything will be muffled and stuff like that. So it's like it's space.
In space.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool. And then the third map they showed was Reflection, which is actually a remake of Ivory Tower from Halo 2.
Ooh.
Which was a really good map, and it looks really good too. It looks like it's gonna be really fun.
Can't wait. So I gotta ask though, what's everyone most excited for about Halo Reach?
I can't wait to play the campaign on the night it comes out. Hopefully, I won't get disconnected from it.
Yeah,
because I know Halo 3 we played me, Ben, Austin, and Stefan played it just until we beat it.
Is it just a four-person co-op again?
It's a four-person co-op. And this one, actually, it doesn't follow the Master Chief. This is actually before Halo 1, so there is four distinct Spartans you could choose from, which is much better than Halo 3, where it was like Master Chief and then the Arbiter, which a lot of people hated the Arbiter, but I like the Arbiter a lot. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I get to play as a badass elite. That's pretty cool. But then the other two elites, it was like a blue one and then one that looked like a turtle. It's like...
Turtle.
The fuck turtle. Is the point of this? Yeah, I don't know these characters. I can't connect to them. They're fucking fucking turtles, dude.
So what you're saying is co-op this time, you're all kind of different, like different Spartans.
They're actually Spartans, but they're actually like people in the storyline.
That's cool.
As opposed to those two elites, they were never in the storyline.
Kind of like a Gears of War sort of thing.
Yeah, kind of like a Gears of War where you can play...
Coltrane, baby!
Gears of War 3, you will be able to play as Coltrane in the campaign.
Yeah!
Story mode.
Woohoo! Yeah, I'm actually pretty excited for the Forge, just because it just looks like you can do so much.
Yeah,
with it.
Forge World looks great. I think one of the things we were planning on doing is starting up a party with maybe five or six people, and each taking a piece of Forge World, and there's just kind of making what we can just to cut down the time to forge the whole world.
Not just that,
and
though,
just see what we can do. You
just
know?
Imagine the kind of creativity, the kind of creations with, you know, you're mixing ideas together as opposed to just one person trying to do it all.
Come together.
I think we're going to take, like,
right now.
One person was going to take that little, like, off cliff hanging area. Someone was going to take the inside area. Someone was going to take that little spire area.
Yeah.
And then we're going to split the gulch in two and do that. So.
I think my favorite, like, two of my favorite things is one is the phase. But the best thing that they're going to do, I think,
where you can
about
stick
it,
objects through each other in the scenery.
I think the best part about it is the, you know, when you want an object to stay in the air. All you gotta do is push a button. Yeah, all you gotta do is select it.
Yeah,
as opposed to like having to stack up nine boxes, place it on top, then delete everything.
Yeah, that takes for fucking ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then they got what is it? Then they got that new camera mode as to where the camera moves slower with the joystick.
Yeah,
so.
you can zoom in and move slower, so you don't spend an hour on like one piece, which I know I've done a lot in Forge, just spent forever on one piece, just trying to move it into place.
Exactly.
Like, come on, why won't it fit? God damn it, it fell off. Got
to
pick it up.
And as opposed to just spinning the things how you want them, they actually have degrees to them. Like, you can just choose the degree, the angle you want it at, and it'll go to that angle.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Like, there's a lot they're doing to just cut out on time and frustration, because...
There was a picture that Stefan sent me. It was all the armor permutations, and there's a ton. Like,
oh, I know. I can't wait. That's going to be so cool.
You know, it's not like Halo 3 where there's a few of each. Like, there's, like, six helmets and six shoulder pads and six chest plates. But there's, like, a bunch of helmets, then add-ons to those helmets, a bunch of shoulder pads, a bunch of chest plates and add-ons to those, different kind of, like, legs. You can have different effects around your helmet and stuff like that.
Now, didn't he say that you actually earn those from online play as opposed to the campaign play, or
I think you earn some through both, if I'm not mistaken.
Because you can
pretty much earn different armor variations through pretty much everything.
I don't get me wrong, campaign is great, but for some reason when it comes to Halo, I'm just really all about that online. Like I barely even play the campaign for Halo 3, which I know is probably upsetting
I always
the most,
play the campaign before I even start on online.
I think that's probably why I do. It's just like I start online and I just have no desire to go play a campaign, and then next thing I know.
But achievements, man. Achievements.
See, I'm not like Stefan. I don't have to get every little achievement in the game.
He's going to be upset when he hears that.
Achievement whore.
I do that pretty much with every game. Is that when I get the game, I play through the story mode first before I go online.
Yeah, I'll probably definitely do that with this game, just because, I mean, this game is definitely a pinnacle of gaming, for Xbox especially, for an Xbox game. I mean, there is no other game like this that I know of. I mean...
Yeah, it's going to be fucking amazing.
Yeah.
I can't wait for it. It's just like, oh, God, like... A month ago, I wasn't really that excited for it because I wasn't watching all the videos, and of course, Stefan had to send me all these videos, so now I'm watching all these. I'm like, damn it, because now I'm excited. I didn't want to get excited until like a couple weeks before, because now I'm like really anxious for it.
Yeah, I know, really. I mean, I just have a feeling, too, that this game's just going to be a crack. It's going to be one of those games where you're just like, you're at work or something, you're just like, God damn,
play the
game.
And after
Halo
the multiplayer
Reach,
beta,
Reach.
Like, I'm just... After the multiplayer beta, I know matchmaking is going to be awesome. One thing I really hope they change, though, is that the tanks were killed with, like, one plasma grenade in the back.
That's not okay.
That is not a tank.
That's not a tank. That is...
That's like a mongoose.
No, it's like a big-ass thing with a cannon that's made out of aluminum foil.
That was a stretch, Tyler. That was a long stretch. That's not a tank. That's a thing with a cannon made out of foil.
Hey. It's like a hot dog.
Stretching is what I do best.
Yeah. Stretched your mom out last night.
That's pretty disturbing, Matt.
No, it's not. It's great. Giggity. Are you okay?
No, I'm dying, actually.
Good. I
feel like I'm dying.
The hell happens to you? Like, why do you just, like, all of a sudden...
I don't know. I get this weird scratch in my throat.
Stop sucking so much dick.
I don't think it's the dick sucking.
So you meant to suck a dick, then?
Hey! Shut up!
I will not confirm or deny that.
Alright, so that's the Halo Reach around for this week. Next week there will probably be more because Stefan's really deep into the Halo Reach. All of us, we watch all the videos, but Stefan gets a little more into it than us. And yeah. I was hoping he'd be here to lead the charge, so...
Too bad we couldn't get him on the phone. I mean, you talk to Stefan, Stefan can go on this for hours. I mean... Yeah.
Well, if he went on for hours, no one would fucking be listening that long.
I'm just saying, he could.
He probably could, yeah.
I'm not saying we would let him, however.
All right, so we're going to move on to the final segment here. We're going to do some technology news.
Listen up, techies. We're going to trick your setup. It's time for tech news.
Developers, 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 developers.
Alright, first off, TorrentReactor.com, Russian-based torrent website, buys and renames a Russian town.
No shit.
They bought the town of Gar for the equivalent of $1,480.
I want to buy a town.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to Russia and buy a town.
Renamed the town Torrent Reactor. That's awesome. That's like everyone's dream. All right, Facebook on lockdown as it prepares for war with Google. Uh-oh. It looks like Google isn't the only one with gearing up for a social network battle. Rumors surfaced in June that the search giant was developing a Facebook competitor called Google Me, and the company's social networking ambitions became even more certain this week with its acquisition of a social app maker, Slide Tech Crunch, has called Google's effort a war on Facebook. We're having war, man. War on Facebook.
When is it ever going to be enough? First we started with MySpace, then we go to Facebook, and now people are going to be Googling.
I don't know, dude. Google Wave was supposed to be the next big thing, and that was shut down recently because no one jumped to it. It seems that Facebook's pretty good with staying ahead of the curve. Because MySpace fell behind, and then Facebook kind of picked up, and everyone migrated to that.
I think with MySpace, it's weird, too, because, you know, I think with MySpace and Facebook, it's an age difference. I think a lot of younger people kind of go with the MySpace, and then once you get into, like, high school and stuff like that, people kind of flock to Facebook.
That's kind of what I thought at first, but because Facebook was pretty much just a college thing, but now it just seems like everyone has one.
That's a good point.
Well, I still have both.
Well,
I have a MySpace, but I haven't logged on in ages.
Yeah, same here. And, you know, I think with MySpace, too, it's just a lot of spam.
Yeah, I mean, there's a ton of fucking spam on MySpace.
It's gotten ridiculous, and it's just not as good.
And you can't find the podcast on MySpace, but you can on Facebook. Search Power of Podcast.
Absolutely.
Wink.
Winky wink wink.
I'm a wink. Next up, Best Buy teases Rocketfish branded iPad clone.
Uh-oh.
Apparently there's a clone to the iPad, which, by the way, God, what was it? Oh, man, I can't remember at the time. It was like a Motorola kind of thing that came out in 02. It's got better specs than the iPhone, or the iPad. I need to look up what it was, and people are like, well, it's, you know, it's 8 years old, it's obsolete. No, obsolete means your specs aren't up to what they are now.
Yeah.
But I need to look it up. Anyway.
You know what I saw at Target that was really sweet?
What's up?
It's part of technology. All right, there's this toy there, and it's like Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Did you see that? Yeah, I saw it at Target the other day. It's this toy that's a Bigfoot. And you can have a remote control, and it does all this cool stuff. And, like, I press the button, and it starts talking to you, and it starts beating on the glass case it's in.
Yeah,
it
it's fucking sweet. Awesome. I wish I had a toy.
Yeah, I know.
So it's like a robotic Bigfoot, basically.
Yeah, I was like, I want that.
It's great.
Wow. We had, like, Legos.
No, we had sweet Kinex stuff. None of our parents could afford to buy it.
Yeah, we got any of that shit. It was like, it's really expensive. It's like a couple $100s.
No shit.
Yeah.
I didn't even look, but I was like, I'm going to buy that.
I happened to look, and it was like maybe 200, maybe 300. It was expensive. It was like a video game console.
I'm pretty sure when we were really, really little, Nerf still used the Nerf balls. I remember that. You guys remember that?
Balls?
Nerf balls. Instead of like darts, they shot balls.
I remember having ones that shot balls, but yeah. I also had ones that shot darts.
Yeah, but that's pretty much all they had at first. I mean, as I recall, they were just gay.
Maybe you just had a bunch of balls.
I remember Crystal Pepsi.
I like balls. Especially squishy balls.
Did you ever drink?
All right, we're saving that. That's going on the soundboard.
Did you ever drink Crystal Pepsi?
Crystal Pepsi?
Yeah.
The hell is that? Like clear, Pepsi with crack?
It was clear Pepsi.
You can still find some on eBay. We can get some, and you could drink it on air.
Oh, let's do it. How would, it's not like more expensive than it should be.
Oh,
like,
it'll probably like be four a little bit more expensive, but I don't think it's going to be really expensive.
Okay.
It better not be laced.
Yeah, we'll get. Oh yeah, dude, we'll lace it with roofies too. Yes, yeah. Try Crystal Pepsi and roofies on air.
Totally.
Perfect.
Not gonna happen.
Yes.
I'll drink Crystal Pepsi.
Next week, Crystal Pepsi and roofies?
I'll drink Crystal Pepsi.
I don't know about roofies.
Who's drinking the roofies? You drinking the roofies?
You drink the roofies.
I'm not drinking the roofies. Yeah. It's my idea. Someone else has to drink the roofies.
Stefan will drink the roofies.
All right, Stefan's drinking the roofies.
Stefan's drinking the roofies.
But we won't tell him until afterwards.
Next week on air, Stefan drinks roofies. Book it.
And then we're going to make like hand banana and rape him.
All right, but the gist from this story is that there's going to be a Rocketfish iPad. Rocketfish iPad competitor. iFish. Hey, Leaper, what do you call a fish with no eyes? Five things Google still needs to fix in Android. Which, by the way, I need to get a better phone. I need a phone with mobile hotspot.
No,
really
yeah.
bad.
Yeah, you need a new phone. You need a new phone. Look at this.
Well, I got a juke. Your phone's not like mine, so you don't need a new phone.
Buttons are falling off this phone.
Oh, my phone's worse. That means you don't need one.
He has a phone for an extended period of time.
Yeah, this phone is at least...
It's about 2 years old.
Two or three.
All right, first up is push for more consistency. Apparently there's dropout issues with the service, which kind of like sounds like Dick's Communications around here. There's
does
a lot of dropouts.
Like Dick's.
I fucking hate that, dude.
Fucking Dick's.
God, it makes me so mad when it just drops out. Like I'm playing a game, psych, not playing anymore. It happens way too often.
Dropped out, disconnected.
Bullshit.
Reorganize Android market. The lack of spell check when searching for apps is a minor reason why navigating the Android market can be so frustrating. So make that market easier. Make it easy to kill apps. Steve Jobs himself said, if you see a task manager, they blew it. And by they, he means Google Android team. The problem is there's no visual indicator of which apps are running.
Huh.
So it's like any computer. You want to know what's running so you can stop it running.
Yeah.
Don't let apps run wild. Like it said, you should be able to tell an app when it's running. Cater to the attention deficit crowd. In other words, multitask the right way. Limit what an app can do in the background and how often. It seems like this isn't five things Android could do. It's one thing and then the app market. That's two things the Android could do. The man who made the iPhone 4 is out. 2 years after fighting in court to hire him, Apple has let IBM's Mark Papermaster... Papermaster? Awesome. Go.
That's a sweet name. It's November, like PageMaster.
In November 2008, Steve Jobs hired Mark Papermaster, IBM's top microprocessor executive, to replace Tony Fadell as the head of the iPod and iPhone division. IBM promptly filed a complaint against federal court to prevent Papermaster from leaving, arguing that he possessed highly confidential IBM trademark secrets. The dispute, which made headlines for weeks, wasn't settled until the following January in a deal that required Papermaster to wait until April 2009 to join Apple. 16 months later, Papermaster is out. Replaced as head of the iPhone division by a man who originally recruited him, Bob Mansfield. We got some great last names.
Jobs, wow. PageMaster, and Mansfield.
Papermaster. Papermaster, Dowling told the Times, is leaving the company, and Bob Mansfield, senior vice president of Macintosh Hardware Engineering, is assuming his responsibilities. Next up, 10 Google services that don't get the limelight they deserve. Search Stories, a fun site that mixes storytelling with the topic of search we do on Google. Take the help of the Search Stories video creator, enter 7 search queries across Google search tools, choose a background, song, and upload automatically to YouTube if you wish. It could be great for offbeat messages. Movie showtimes, you can search for movie showtimes. So you don't have to go to, like,
I've used that.
You don't have to go to, like, Movie Phone or something like that.
Movie Phone.
Or search on, like, the place's website or whatever. 3D Warehouse. If you don't have a thing for lines and curves of the design kind, you can look up Google's SketchUp Library MS. But in an excellent 3D model website, you must visit if you are the creative sort. For instance, check out the spaceship results in the screenshot. 3D Warehouse models are also reusable in your own SketchUp projects. Panoramio? Apparently these are panoramic shots. Aardvark. Aardvark is a social question and answer service that was acquired by Google this year. Kind of like Cha-Cha. Have you ever tried Cha-Cha on your phone? Yeah, I have too. Google Side Wiki. It's a Wikipedia that runs on the side of your browser.
Oh. Cool.
Google Code Search. Google Code Search is a very useful tool for software developers. Ooh, yeah, I know this. Like, when I have to actually do RSS feeds, it's going to fucking suck, but I can do Code Search and help me out with that.
Sweet.
RSS feeds suck. For really simple syndication, they blow, dude. Right now, I have Podomatic do it for me, but if we ever move on up, I'm going to need to do it myself.
Moving on up.
Google News Archive. You can find, you search like a news article, and it shows you the years when that particular subject was big.
Huh.
Google Fast Flip is a news reader with a difference. This Google Labs project gives you online news reading with an offline touch. You can flip through thumbnails of your favorite Google news sources. The flip through is also meant to speed up scanning or reading when we have to go through a lot of news. Ooh, I could use this for these news stories, because let's be honest, I can't read all these articles. I'm not reading 20 long-ass articles. I skim them all, but shit.
Be here forever.
Yeah. Google Sites. With the lion's share going to Blogger, a Google service, WordPress, and other account management platforms, Google Sites is almost like the ugly duckling no one talks about. But as Ryan's recent post shows, it's a very simple way of making your own free multi-purpose web page or a family site, as the free website building tool is free and quick to build. I like how it says the free website building tool is free.
It's very free, folks.
Super free.
Extremely free.
Last up in technology news. Rumors claim 7-inch iPad, new iPods, and early iPhone refresh. Apparently there's going to be a smaller iPad, which wouldn't you call that, I don't know, an iPhone? It's just an iPhone without the phone.
It's just like Nintendo. They remarket shit.
Yeah. Several major product plans are underway at Apple, an anonymous source claims. Coming first, there are three new iPods, which will allegedly be finished as soon as this month, or else sometimes in September. Even if they are ready by the end of August, however, Apple typically announces new iPods in September. One of the new models is said to be a Nano, while another is a Touch. The third is so far a mystery.
Touch.
Probably implants in your brain. Yeah. But could be a shuffle based on miniaturized touchscreen. Ooh, that's what we need, a miniature touchscreen. The source also mentions possibility of a 3-inch touchscreen through which iPod would get... It is not known. Apple is also believed to be the almost finished developing a new iPad model, one with a 7-inch screen as opposed to the 9.7 LCD current tablets. Okay, so it's a 7-inch screen, not a 7-inch iPad. Which pretty much is the whole iPad anyway.
Yeah.
Apple has been said to be prototyping a 7-inch screen even as far back as 2007. More controversially, the source suggests that the new iPhone could likewise be released in early 2011, possibly in January. Apple normally reserves iPhone upgrades for June or July. The refresh would be aimed at dealing with antenna problems. It might not involve other substantial changes.
I think the iPhone 4 looks like shit, and you should get an Evo instead.
Here's my deal with iPhones, iPods, whatever. It's worse than video game consoles. The second you get one, there's a new one coming out.
That's very true. I kind of want to get a Droid. At least I just have one.
Yeah.
I want to get an Evo.
I could just simply get a Palm phone just for that mobile hotspot.
Yeah.
That's all I really need.
I just want something other than the shitty Juke.
So I can go on the road with the podcast, upload it and everything. Which, by the way, we missed the International Video Games Hall of Fame in Ottawa, Iowa. I don't know if I told you that, Leaper.
You did not tell me that.
I was told, like, a day before that took off.
No shit.
Yeah, if I would have known a couple weeks ahead, I would have been like, let's do a live podcast from there. It's in Ottawa, Iowa. That's 2 hours away. You know, it's just a little bit like southeast of Des Moines.
Huh.
Wait, what was it?
The International Video Game Hall of Fame.
Oh.
In Ottawa, Iowa. Yeah, I know. We could have done a live podcast from there. Would have been great.
But been better than great.
Been superb.
So yes. I'm going to look for kind of conventions within the little five-state area here in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, Kansas, and South Dakota. See if there's anything within like 2 hours that we could hit sometime in the next 6 months or so.
I can dig it.
And we could just make a day trip of it. Leave in the morning, do a podcast, leave at night.
Yeah.
Be great.
We're in, we're out. Like that girl said last night.
Giggity.
All right, that's going to do it for us. So, for Leaper and Tyler, I'm Matt. Remember, find us on Facebook. You will find all our links there because, trust me, we're going to have a lot, especially with the Power Up Podcast Daily coming out. And for Stefan Spirit, this is Matt signing out.